Mary Vermont's killer Timothy, Lusamore maintains, he has no memory of her death. In short, a Farmstay guest found guilty of manslaughter over the death of a Central Victorian woman maintains he has no memory of what happened. Mary Vermont's family and friends told the Supreme Court about the devastation of her loss in 2023. What's next? Timothy Lusamore is expected to be sentenced next week. The Farmstay guest who killed a woman after she rejected him romantically in Central Victoria maintains he has no memory of what he did, a Victorian court has heard. Timothy Lusamore, 63, was found guilty by a Supreme Court jury of manslaughter, but not guilty of murder over the death of Mary Vermont, 60, at her home in Goldie, in Central Victoria, in 2023. Her badly burnt remains were found in the ashes of the stone house she had built with her family, burnt down by Lusamore after he killed her to destroy the crime scene. Today's hearing in the Supreme Court in Melbourne heard submissions from the prosecution and defense ahead of Lusamore's expected sentencing next week. Justice Michael Tinney said despite not being able to determine how Ms. Vermont was killed, it could still be considered a serious or very serious case of manslaughter in sentencing. Because he has never told the truth about what occurred, the mechanism of death will remain unclear to anyone other than Mr. Lusamore, Justice Tinney said. The court heard there were signs of a physical altercation with Ms. Vermont's blood on Lusamore's clothing as well as his own, and injuries to his face. Defense barrister Christopher Farrington told the court Lusamore had been consistent that he had no memory of what took place, therefore taking no responsibility nor showing remorse. My client struggles to reconcile he could be responsible for the taking of her life, Mr. Farrington said. But Justice Tinney said he did not accept Lusamore had no memory of the night and said he had been struck by his behavior while being interviewed by police in hospital hours after the fire, captured on body-worn camera. At no time did he ask, "Have you found her? Is she safe?" The only concern was for himself, his bicycle and other possessions, Justice Tinney said. It struck me as being somewhat unnerving. Memories fading without photos. Prosecutor Mark Gibson submitted 20 victim impact statements, including from Ms. Vermont's three sons who read theirs in court. Harrison Vermont told the court the uncertainty of how his mother died had kept him awake at night with different scenarios playing over and over again in his mind. The loss of her life through a violent and deliberate event is something I can't come to terms with, he said. I, along with my brothers, moved back to the family farm, which unfortunately now has a burnt-out shell for a house and an ever-present reminder of what happened. The court heard Ms. Vermont's youngest son, Lachlan, was due to move back to the farm the week after his mother was killed, and he had been looking forward to spending more time with her. There will always be things I want to tell her, moments I want to share, a goodbye I never got to say, a final hug before she was taken away. I will miss her for the rest of my life, Lachlan said. His brother, Darcy Vermont, told the court his mom was a beacon of unconditional love and support. It is deeply heartbreaking she is not here to see our lives, our families, our work. She'll never be there to talk through good times or hard times, he said. He said the burning of the stone house was a significant loss, both financially and emotionally. I'm left trying to hold on to the memories without any of the personal belongings or things important to mom, he said. I can feel the memories fading with time, and without family photos, I'm scared of this continual loss. Powerful evidence of accelerant. Justice Tinney said while Lusamore was not charged with arson, he would take into account the burning down of the house as an aggravating feature in sentencing. It seems to me there's pretty powerful evidence he must have used petrol to set this fire, Justice Tinney said. It's made of stone, solid timber. How could he cause that inferno without using an accelerant? But Mr. Farrington said it had not been proved by evidence in the trial, and argued it was not a necessary finding to make if the fire was already found to be deliberate. Mr. Farrington told the court Lusamore, a British national with Australian citizenship, had no criminal history and had three adult children in the UK. The court heard Lusamore had come to Australia for a cycling holiday with his son in 2022, but stayed on alone and traveled to several farmstay arrangements before arriving at Ms. Vermont's Goldie Stone House in early 2023.